We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Food Stuffs with me, Tim Convey, sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. You got one at the Delmar Loop, one down in Southampton. Also want to let you know we are on Instagram Live right now at Courtney & Co. Y98. Follow us on there. Lots of fun stuff happening on there. All right. Chocolate's good for you. You want to know why?
Yeah.
I got five reasons.
Mm-hmm.
It has some nutrition. Did you know that?
No.
Dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate.
People are way into dark chocolate.
It's good for
your heart.
Your heart.
I was going to say, for your heart.
Fiber, minerals, magnesium, guys. Come on. Potassium. It's really good. Antioxidants.
Yeah.
It can make you feel, all right, this is the important stuff. It can make you feel better. It increases the production of endorphins and serotonin, which can decrease pain and lift your mood. It also boosts the release of this chemical I can't pronounce in the body, and that increases energy.
Dopamine?
No, I can pronounce that one.
Salt.
it doesn't matter, guys. The point is, eat more chocolate. No, it's definitely not fentanyl.
Let's hope it's not fentanyl.
Hidden Valley Ranch is dropping a new product. No, it's not Hidden Valley Ranch, but there's a new. It's new ranch dressing that tastes like pizza dipped in ranch.
What?
Okay, it is Hidden Valley. I'm really slow on food stuff today.
Did you read these before doing them on the air? Because I feel like you've had the whole show to
read. You know what? I have to run the next schmig, so
yeah,
I've been a little bit... I've been just trying to stay on top of that.
Dude. Right.
Should I bail completely on it?
No. Keep going.
You want to talk about french fries?
Yes.
No, I want to hear about the Hidden Valley Ranch thing. So what's the deal? They're coming up with a ranch.
Valley Ranch just released a new line.
And you know what's sad about all this?
What?
We have Valerie here, who's a new salesperson, and she's here to observe how our show runs.
Are you blaming Valerie?
I'm blaming you.
Sounds like you're blaming Valerie, which I feel like is unfair.
Did it sound like I was blaming you? I was trying to make a good impression on Valerie, and you're not leaving a good impression.
Now I'm embarrassed.
All right, Hidden Valley Ranch, pizza-flavored ranch.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you need to know. No idea what it tastes like, but they say it tastes like pizza dipped in ranch. Also, are you guys a big fan of the Shamrock Shakes at McDonald's?
Nope.
My daughter is. I just found that out yesterday.
She likes mint chocolate chip?
You think you know somebody.
I know. Yeah, she loves mint and chocolate chip, and she's like, Dad, guess what I saw at McDonald's? Guess what's back?
McRib?
No.
That's Dad's favorite.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
McRib Shake?
The Shamrock Shake. They release it just a day after Valentine's Day.
Oh, did they already?
That season. People get really excited about it.
Don't forget, the 20th is when those donut fries come out at McDonald's.
I know, and we're getting them on the show.
I have it in the calendar.
Very excited.
And shakes, too.
Food stuff.
The 20th is what? Tuesday? No, Monday.
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'm all thrown off here. Let's talk about french fries.
Do you want me to do the next schmig? Let's talk about french fries, Tim.
We did a huge survey of the best fast food french fries. What do you guys think?
Well, I mean...
McDonald's.
Well, Chick-fil-A could come in there, too, because a lot of people like those waffle fries.
They're pretty good.
They're never cooked enough for me. Yep. I like them a little crispy.
No Chick-fil-A.
Oh, okay. Really? So McDonald's...
Some of the bottom... People hate In-N-Out, which we talked about earlier. We don't have it here, obviously, but we feel like maybe it's a little hype.
You got to step up your fry game if you want people to come by to get your burger. That's the way I look at it. Have a good fry to go with your cheeseburger.
Sonic and Rally's did poorly. I think Rally's fries
are great.
Oh, man. I haven't had those in ages.
I dislike the Rally's fries. If you don't like that seasoning,
you know, right.
I don't like it.
Right. I understand that.
But some people love it. I don't like it.
It's a unique fry.
All right, the best ones. They say Five Guys. I don't get it.
Well, they change the potato every day, and it's featured.
So they're super fresh?
Yeah, well, I think that they just feature a different kind of potato.
Which makes me think that that's hypey. It's like, oh, they're great because you're just kind of buying into the hype.
Yeah.
I get
it. So what number are they?
Number one.
Number one?
Yeah. And then McDonald's.
Yep.
And then Del Taco? Somebody want to talk about that?
Well, we don't. They have them. When I was in Arizona, they're in gas stations.
Yeah. Wait, we used to have them here.
Oh, yeah.
There was one.
But there's no more.
You know the Jetsons-looking building that's now a Chipotle?
Starbucks and Chipotle.
Yeah, that used to be Del Taco.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And then also, wasn't that a Del Taco, what's now the High Point Drive-In?
Yes, that was a Del Taco as well.
When did they all go away?
It's been a few years. But as I recall, I think they had the crinkle fries, which were, they were pretty good. I don't know if they were, what, number three?
Yeah, three.
I'm telling you who has another good fry, Penn Station.
Oh, I agree with that.
Penn Station has a fine fry, but they have to be fresh. Like, I don't want if they've been sitting there.
Yeah, I agree.
I've never been to a Penn Station.
You haven't?
Nope.
Chicken teriyaki sandwich is solid.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I love teriyaki. I'm in for that.
We're getting deep. This segment's really taking a turn.
That's right.
Really, really strong right now. Number four is Steak and Shake.
Yes.
Well, right at the store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At the Steak and Shake.
Yeah. Because they'll go bad fast because they're so skinny.
Yes.
Not their fault. But if you get them in the store,
they're perfect.
And number five, Arby's.
That's another. That's the curly fry seasoning ones.
Yep. Delicious. Not on the list, but Hardee's also has good fries, and you should go by there and see Paul Cook.
Yeah, see Paul Cook.
He's the one on Hampton, but go to any of them, get a sausage biscuit, and help out Heat Up St. Louis. What a segment. I mean, we hit some charity. We got into some fries, some really deep stuff. Really got it together for you, Valerie. Glad we can help. That's Foodstuffs. Follow us online.
Your Ashley Furniture Home Store weather. We've got that winter weather advisory that goes into effect at 9 a.m. this morning. It's going to continue until midnight. Cloudy, cold today, and now for the snow. It's going to move into the area by midday. We're looking at 1 to 3 inches by tonight, and then it's going to drop the temperature down to 18 tomorrow. 36, and then Sunday we're looking at a light snow wintry mix in the forecast. Here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
I was just thinking, Valerie's probably sitting there thinking, man, am I glad that Foodstuffs already has a sponsor. Based on what I just heard.
It's a little messy.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
It came back together.
It always does.
Finish strong. That's the important thing. Yeah. Finish strong.
Exactly. I mean, chocolate's good for you.
Boring.
On paper, that's solid. It doesn't always turn into great radio.
You're right.
All right. Got to get there by 8. Crowd is coming, gone. And in most parts of town, that spells good news. We're doing very well now in North County on westbound 270. Earlier wreck after West Florissant, long gone. It's a good run. And you don't have a lot of company at all, really. It's kind of almost deserted coming through the Halls Ferries and West Florissant there on westbound 270. Now, 44 eastbound, that will slow after.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.